involved in the social sciences, it is the opportunity
to be engaged
by our
neighbourhood
and our local communities. And it's reflected in the importance of hosting the event that we've got here today as well, working with the people that we meet with within our local areas. So for the first time, residents in Nottinghamshire will have this opportunity to directly elect a police and crime commissioner on the 15th of November. And tonight gives members of the public, our staff and our students the opportunity to quiz our four candidates and hear their own proposals for their views, how they can tackle crime and disorder in Nottinghamshire. So I'd like now to welcome tonight's chair, Charlie Walker, who's the political editor from the Nottingham Post, and take this opportunity to pass over to him to carry on proceedings for tonight. So I hope you have a very pleasant evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Charlie, and thank you to the University for hosting the event and inviting Post and the candidates on. So just by way of introduction, you already know who they are. The candidates for Nottinghamshire are Tony Morris. Tony is the deputy leader of the New Children's Council, a Conservative councillor, who was formerly the leader of the council for 9 years. Then sitting next to him, we have Aaron Spencer, former police officer in Nottinghamshire, 30 years on the force, retired at the rank of acting inspector, and retired in 2006. Then we have got Raj Chowdhury, standing independent as his man. Formerly Conservative Council of Devon Borough, served as mayor of Devon. He's a director of the Long Skills, it's championed the DARE programme, which teaches 12,000 children each year in Nottinghamshire about drug and alcohol awareness. He's also a local businessman, a GP, and a police surgeon. And then we have Paddy Tinney. Paddy is formerly Labour Party representative in Sherwood. He's the Labour candidate, 18 years an MP, and he stood down for the 2010 election. So the format this evening is that first of all, give you 2 minutes each to their point of view, tell you how they approach the job. And then after that, we've got some questions that we can submit in. We won't know where it goes. Generally, we'll limit answers to 2 minutes, but we will mix it up now and again, and hopefully slip a few short polls in along the way. So, Tony, you can start with you.
This is about sound.
Is it because of the mic?
Yes.
I'll stand away from the mic, is that better?
Yes.
I'll stand in the other room. So, Tony, good luck with the mic.
Well, do I need to bother with the mic?
No.
It's the wonderful training I received
yes, you do
here
bother
as a
the
drama student back in the 19... whatever. In fact, not in this building, but... in the little annex out at Clifton, because that's where I came to Nottingham to train to be a teacher. And I taught for 38 years in school in Newark. And during that time, I became interested in local politics, although I had been involved in local politics in my home village back in North Wales. And in fact, there were a few daring ones that decided to create what was then the Young Conservatives. And believe me, creating Young Conservatives in a small Welsh mining village takes a lot of nerve. But nevertheless, involved with local politics since I was first elected in 1976 to District Council. And as Charles said, I was leader for 9 years until I relinquished the post in May. I'm absolutely fascinated by the notion of a police and crime commissioner. Somebody that can talk to the people, find out what their concerns are, how they think their communities ought to be policed. And that, I think, is the root behind this whole position, is to talk to people, to find out what they want, to reflect those needs, to talk to the chief constable, to, in fact, one of the first jobs that whichever one of us is elected will have, is to create a policing plan for next year, and it's also to manage an ever-decreasing budget. But it's a job to be done. It's far better that you've got one identifiable, high-profile, democratically elected individual, perhaps, than 17 anonymous people serving on a police authority. So that's why I think that this probably is one of the most interesting jobs, if perhaps one of the most controversial jobs to appear on the political scene in the last few years.
I hope you can hear me at the back. I'm not such a used speaker up and down on the streets. I'm Malcolm Spencer. I'm Nottinghamshire born and bred. I've lived in Nottinghamshire all my life. In 1976, leaving the textile trade to become a police officer in Nottinghamshire. As was mentioned at the beginning, I served 30 years in the Nottinghamshire force, starting at High St Green Police Station and actually finishing up at Bradford Road Police Station. During those 30 years, I worked in various stations at Mansfield, Ashfield, and also in the CID. After leaving the police service, I continued with my police career, working for the Nottinghamshire Police Federation as an advisor. I've been working in that role for some 7 years now. I was a Federation representative when I was in the police service, and on the Federation, I dealt with both discipline and equality matters, being an equality lead and also an equality trainer for the force while I was serving. I currently work with officers in the force who have grievances, discipline matters, and try to resolve them with the force. I've worked with the force on domestic violence issues. The recent unfortunate case of Riddles case, I was involved in that matter, and also advising the force with regard to domestic violence policies to make them more rigorous. I continue in the role for 37 years. Why is Malcolm Spencer standing in this election? Well, I also agree that the PCC, the Police Crime Commissioner, is a very exciting and new way in which perhaps people in Nottinghamshire can be more in touch and get more accountability as to how their police force is to be run. Because the police authority was there to supervise and make sure that the force was run efficiently and effectively. The PCC, I believe, by being elected by yourselves, will be able to do that. I also very strongly believe it should not be a political post. I don't think there are any politics in policing. Policing is by the consent of the general public, not by the party politics that are involved in it. That's one of the strong reasons that's brought me out into the open and stand as a candidate on this, because I see all three candidates that stand sit here as being from a political background. I've never been affiliated to and never want to be affiliated to politics. I do have politics in my book. Politics is, of course, the Greek for dealing with the citizens. That's what politics should be about, not about part of the government.
Okay, thank you very much. That was a good interest. Thank you. Mark.
Thank you very much. Yes. Small introduction has already been given, but let me just add on to. I'm a recently retired GP from Sutton in Nashville. I worked there for 2 years. I've been a police surgeon. Quite right, I was conservative. As a mayor, I was also a parliamentary candidate. Now, why did I resign from the Conservative Party to become an independent candidate? The reason for it is that we trusted the government, which has denied us £42 million from our pocket. Our budget has been reduced by £42 million, which means that we have lost 300 police officers on the beat. And then they give us a job to say that we have to reduce crime, and to reduce crime, don't put any more policemen, we don't have the money. So I decided, looked at it, and said the only way out is to resign from the party, which denies Nottinghamshire £42 million. And what does it do? It gives Rwanda £70 million, a genocidal government over there, which killed 1.5 million Hutus. And gives £240 million to India. Why? To put a Sputnik into the space, denying us £42 million. I resigned from the party to become an independent candidate. And that's my belief, and that's my heart. talking to you. How I vision, see the vision is this, to make it possible to make Nottinghamshire safer is to put more policemen. And you hear this from all four of us, that we will put more policemen. But I am the only candidate, later on you will understand my literature, that I am the only candidate with a positive, credible financial plan to increase the funding from other sources of waste in bureaucracy and other waste areas, to bring the money into the funds and increase the police number. That's the only way as I see it. So you hear from the other candidates as well. This is my plan, and I hope you will appreciate that.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'm Paddy Tipping. I know many of the people in the audience because I've lived and worked in Nottinghamshire for more than 40 years. I've been really active in neighbourhood politics with tenants groups and community groups. I presently chair the Nottinghamshire Community Foundation. Got a long history with working with black and women's groups in the town. So I'm from the voluntary sector. I was a leading member of the County Council for many years and was chair of their finance committee, so I'm used to handling big budgets, and since retiring I've had a very active role in the private sector. All the new health centres in Nottingham, Mary Potter for example, Clifton Cornerstone, are built by the company that I chair, and I do quite a lot of work with energy companies, big energy companies, speaking up for customers and consumers. So I'm used to managing and running large organisations. But more particularly, I'm used to working with local groups, some of the people I'm just looking at now, and sticking up and supporting for them. I live in Nottingham. I've lived here since I came to university. My family live here, and I've got a big investment in the future of Nottingham. Throughout my life, I've worked in Nottingham and Nottinghamshire to make it a better and safer place to live. And this is a big challenge. This is the biggest change in policing for over a century. And at the same time, the police are facing unprecedented cuts. What you'll get from me is someone who will always listen to you, will always talk to you. I've always done that, and I've always spoken up for people with a strong voice. And just to take the point head on, of all the candidates, say from Malcolm, who are on the panel, who I've only recently met, I've worked with more. I'm non-partisan in my approach, because what I want is a future for my children, my grandchildren, a better and safer city of Nottingham, and a safer county too.
That was 2 minutes, 2 seconds, so thank you. We've had some questions that have been submitted, so I thought it would be good to start with some of those, but we'll go to questions as well as we go along. And I thought this one, these two were good ones to start with. This one is from Ian Whitehead. Is Ian? Hi, thank you for your question. Is you a particular member of the public box?
I am indeed.
So the question is, what in your view are the two main strengths and two main weaknesses of policing in Nottinghamshire? And what would you do to improve the weaknesses? So if we just go with the same order to you, so Tony, if you're happy to start with that. What are the two main strengths and two main weaknesses of policing in Nottinghamshire? And what would you do to improve the weaknesses?
Do you mind if I remain seated? Well, so they'll all be up and down like a cat in a box. Strengths. I suppose one thing is that over the last few years that the police have been seen to improve significantly. Certainly when I first moved into the county and into the city, Nottingham City had a very good reputation. It had earned the epithet, I think, the Queen of the Midlands. It was a very pleasant place to be. Some 15 or 20 years ago, the reputation really took a nosedive. and it became known as shopping and so on. I didn't know. And the policing was not good. That has steadily improved. And I think under the present chief constable, it will improve even further. So I've only chosen, I suppose, one strength, is the improving reputation of the police. And the fact, I suppose, that they have taken this challenge of the reduction in budgets very much to heart, and I commend the outgoing police authority for making some very brave decisions, acknowledging that we cannot go on the way we have been going on, and that every public service is going to suffer something of the austerity cuts. But has done it in a started to do it in a very meaningful way, and with an intention of making sure that the force operates as efficiently as it can. I suppose weaknesses, response times need to be improved. I was talking to some farmers this morning, and they were very concerned in the county side about response times. And I suppose it's a question of looking at victims and saying that the victim is at the centre of this crime. And if somebody phones us and says something's happening, that it should always be taken seriously. Yes, there are going to be hoax calls. Yes, there are going to be people that waste folks' time. But the important thing is victim and making sure that the victim has everybody's attention.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So shall we go to you, Matt? You have 2 minutes on that. Two strengths, two weaknesses.
Echoing what Tony said about the strength of Nottinghamshire Police, I think that's born out of what I consider the main strength, is that A, it has got, in my opinion, a very strong leadership team at the moment, starting with our new Chief Constable, Mr. Chris Eyre. I know what his aims and goals are, and I share most of them. We may have a little bit of a difference about the IMSHEET and what Toomey does seem to it, but I do share his aim. And the second strength that I think Nottinghamshire Police has, and has had for a long time, and it's what brought it out of the doldrums from the mid-2005 onward, when it was shopping them, is the dedication and commitment of the vast majority of its men and women that work within the police service, both police officers and the support staff, that want to carry that through to you, the members of the public. And it's that dedication that I think gives it the strength to be able to become, as Mr. Eyre wants it to be, one of the leading forces in Nottinghamshire. The weaknesses at the moment are bound to be the budget cuts that he has to deal with. £42 million to be taken out over the next 3 years. And in addition to that, a further £14 million, what's called damping, to be awarded from Nottinghamshire Police's budget to Northern Forces to support that. That is going to be a weakness because it's going to mean that the force has to do more with less. Another weakness I think with Nottinghamshire Police is communication. I don't think it communicates well with the communities. I don't think it's got the grasp of how it needs to communicate.
Yeah.
That's through the victims it deals with and the witnesses of crime, you're getting back to them and letting them know why it can't do this or why it can't do that in case it can't do it. More importantly, it doesn't communicate with the various minority communities. I think this is a failing of a lot of police forces, hence the reason why we still have this very mixed match with the confidence and trust and respect that the communities have in their police force. And I think most of it is down to that lack of communication, and that's something that needs to be rebuilt so that the police force can start to regain and earn that confidence and trust in the people that serve them.
Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you.
Lars? Yes. My opinion, the strength of the police force here in Nottingham is because of the public's perception of the police. Crime has come down. It is because people have got a culture today that less crime is being committed. And that is a strength because of the policing in this area. The other strength that we have police force is the crime that has been reported is investigated fairly quickly. And therefore, people's satisfaction has been projected when they did a survey that more than 70% of the people people are satisfied with what the police have been doing. But the weaknesses is what I am very concerned about. The police morale has dropped down so much, you could not believe it. In my campaign going from Worksop to Clifton to Clifton to Newark to Ashfield, I see policemen, and when I talk to them, they say they do not know whether their job is going to be there next day. Because of the cuts, the £42 million, like I told you before, it's already seen the 300 police numbers reduced. How can a person work in that situation that not knowing that their job is going to be there? My position is going to be that they will be made safe. Their position will be ensured that they don't have enough time and position to work there. Their pensions will be looked after. The other weakness that we have is, in many instances, the people have lost their trust in the police in some manner. They don't report the crimes. In one hand, we have found that the number of cases committed and reported is coming down. But on the other hand, how many of you have seen the crime being committed in your garage, in your bicycle being stolen, and do not report to the police because you feel police are not doing that? That is their weakness. The issue is that we have the number of police is very low. We need to see them on the streets.
Okay, Ross, thank you very much. Thank you.
Ian, the strength of the Nottinghamshire Police is that it's gone from the bottom of the performance table to about a third of the way up, and that's a big achievement because of some really tough target setting, and it's done that against the background of really heavy cuts, I think we should just say to the Notts Police that the many police forces in the country, is one of the few that's really in control of its budget, knows the direction that it wants to go forward to, and is prepared to work in partnership to save costs with other neighbouring police forces. It's an example of that. I just want to pick up the point that Malcolm made. The real improvement has come about because of the involvement of police officers and police staff, and as Roger said, morale is low, but in large organisations you only make progress if you can take your staff with you. And I think there is a sense of direction in the Nottinghamshire Police stands. Where it's weak is that I don't think that it thinks enough about preventing crime. Just seems to me very straightforward. If you're in a situation where your budget's being cut year on year, what you've got to do is work with others to prevent crime. That's a tough task, but in partnership with the City Council, with the Health Service, more particularly with the voluntary sector and community groups, where we can work together, look at the difficulties in a particular area and find solutions. And the solutions won't be the same right across the county. I think another weakness, and this links into it, a lot of people in this room who work in partnership with the police in Nottinghamshire. I have to say, a lot of them think that they're very junior partners and that their contribution isn't valued and isn't acknowledged by the police. And I'll just give you one, for example. The experts in the room can talk about this much more. Nottinghamshire Police have got, at best, a patchy reputation on domestic violence. They know they need to change. They are changing, but they've brought forward some initiatives in the past fortnight, but they're rolling forward without even consulting the other partners. If we want to do things about domestic violence, it's important that all of us are involved in that debate and an acknowledgement that it's not just in the gift of the police.
What's your chief defence in 2 weeks? Do you have a sort of idea what defence in this is about?
Oh, I'd rather not comment, but I need to understand that these gentlemen have or haven't got a strategic vision for where they'd like to take policing in Notts. That was the reason behind the question.